The agreement between the city and the cruise dock would establish Saturday as a quiet day with fewer than 1,250 passengers and establish a 7,000-passenger ceiling for other days based on a ship's lower berth capacity numbers. The Assembly first reviewed the MOU in late October, but postponed a vote to give the community more time to review the document. By signing the MOU, both the city and the cruise dock would agree to maintaining the 7,000-passenger ceiling. But the MOU focuses more heavily on what the city can do to limit cruise traffic to keep it under that threshold, like limiting ships at city-owned docks during the shoulder season. That's why Assemblymember Tor Christensen continued to push back against the MOU.
You know, I could probably go with it if we said, okay, we're going to keep the numbers, everybody below 7,000, but that's not what it says. It says the city's going to give up everything. We're going to give up all of our lightering fees. We're going to give up, and there's no restrictions. There's nothing in there that says they can't put two Supermaxes at the same time.
But Assemblymember Kevin Mosher felt like the MOU was the logical next step following the recommendations of the city's tourism task force and a commitment to what the city's policy will be.
If we don't sign this, right, or do this, it sends the entirely wrong message to the industry and to this community. It brings in uncertainty, and we don't want uncertainty. The whole point of this has been to bring certainty.
Assemblymember J.J. Carlson said she supported the policy, but not the document itself.
This is all things that we will be doing, and we will be communicating to Sitka about. And there's no need to sign an agreement with a private entity to tell Sitka what our municipal infrastructure will be used for. We could, within a week, get this policy going if the group decides to direct our staff to do so, and it could be effective in the same amount of time frame for the 2026 season, but under our control.
Only two Sitkins spoke during public comment, one in favor of the document and one against. Mayor Steven Eisenbeiss said they'd received a lot of emails on the MOU. Many, he said, called for an all-or-nothing approach to cruise ships. Eisenbeiss felt like the MOU was a first step to help curb the highest numbers.
I'm not going to disagree that this is a one-sided MOU. It's showing the city's intent to exercise the one lever that we have, and that's our community-owned berthing facilities and lightering facilities. We can make those adjustments to make sure that there are no more 10,000 passenger days, which I think all of us are very desirous of. On the other hand, if we do nothing, we are guaranteed 10,000 passenger days this next year. And I'm not in favor of that. That's a drastic overload.
Ultimately, though, Eisenbeiss felt the Assembly should develop a docking policy to incorporate into city code. The Assembly approved the MOU on a 4-3 vote with Mayor Eisenbeiss, Assemblymember Mosher, Chris Yested, and Tim Pike in favor, and Assemblymembers Christensen, Carlson, and Scott Saline opposed. The MOU goes into effect immediately with a 5-year term. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.